We're in the middle of Simin Lamed. We were actually in the middle of Seif Dalet in the Shulchan Aruch. We were discussing two cases. Case number one was a person was traveling during the week and it became evening, so he should cover up his tefillin and he should walk to the nearest place where he can remove his tefillin, either his own home or some place where the tefillin would be safe. And we also discussed a case where a person was sitting in Beis Medrash with his tefillin on and it became Shabbos. So we said the same halacha applies in that. So Mishnah Berurah in the middle of Sivkot and Tezvav says the second case is talking about a guy sitting at home, and then it means that it's Sof Shkia Tzeis HaKochavim, because during Bein HaShmashos a person would be allowed to take off his tefillin, and he's not even chayav to take off his tefillin during Bein HaShmashos of Erev Shabbos, but we generally accept Shabbos before that, and therefore a person would have to take off his tefillin as soon as he's Mekabel Shabbos. And he says that therefore you can cover them up and walk home. He says, Al pi Kabbalah from the Arizal, you should definitely make sure you remove your tefillin after Shkia Sechama. So even if you wouldn't be officially Mekabel Shabbos right at Shkia Sechama, but Al pi Kabbalah, you should take it off anyway. And then in Sivkot and Tezayin, he points out that when it says Kiddush Elav Hayom, it means it became Bein HaShmashos and he's not allowed to carry them because of Chashash of carrying on Shabbos. And therefore, you can't leave them. Can't carry them home. You can't leave them on. In those days, the Batei Midrashos were in the middle of an unguarded area, and it was not safe to keep your tefillin there. Therefore, the Chacham said you can continue wearing them, but you should carry them so people shouldn't see you wearing tefillin on Shabbos. Okay. Seif Hey, Yesh Mish Omer Shemispalel Tefilas Arvis Mibod Yom Ad Shelo Hiniach Tefillin Ein Lo Laniacham Acher Kach. Some say that if you already daven Maariv, even let's say you went to Plag on Mincha Minyan or something like that, where you daven Maariv after Plag, so you are not allowed to wear tefillin after that, if you had not put them on yet. So he quotes that in the name of a Yesh Misha Omer. So the Mishnah Berurah here discusses, what are we talking about? There's a lot of time left in the day before Shkia, and the question is, did you, by davening Maariv, turn it into Laila? This is a general shaila that's raised in the Rishonim, it's raised in the Achronim, that what is a person doing when he davens Maariv early? What is a person doing when he accepts Shabbos early? What is a person... All right, so this is not the place to get involved in such a discussion, but this is a little bit of that discussion. However, the language of the Mishnah Berurah is a little bit different, because he says that if you would put the tefillin back on, having already davened Maariv and had said Kriya Shma Shel Arvis, so you turned it into Zman Shchiva. Turned it into Zman Shchiva. So therefore, to put your tefillin on during what you just declared was Zman Shchiva is a Tarti Desasre. But he says that the Achronim disagree with the Yesh Misha Omer in the Shulchan Aruch, and they say that a person should put his tefillin on without a bracha, kol zman that he hasn't already put his tefillin on during the course of the day, that which is the case the Mechaber was talking about. What if the entire town, there's only one minyan in town, or you're in a camp or a bungalow or something like that where everybody davens at the same time and everybody davened early? So there, should you put your tefillin on after the tzibur already davened Maariv? So he says, in that case, if you haven't, you know, you don't have to be more machmir per se if you haven't yet fulfilled the mitzvah of tefillin for the day, but if you just want to put them on stam because you like wearing tefillin as much as possible, then you probably shouldn't put them on if the tzibur already davened, even if you're mekel in a case where you already davened. Oh no, excuse me, I take that last part back. Since you yourself didn't already daven, maybe you didn't call it zman shchiva, so therefore, you might not have to be machmir. We said that you shouldn't stam put them back on, but if you weren't yotzi the mitzvah at all, then you should put them back on. And the Bir Alach, he just points out that it's an interesting thing because tefillin is really mutter at night. And therefore, it's not. I don't really understand what you're accomplishing when you daven maariv. So what if you made it nighttime? You're still allowed to wear the tefillin at night. And since it's not actually the time that you would go to sleep, so you shouldn't have a problem whatsoever. So he says that's why the lashon of the Mishnah Berurah is that you made it into zman shchiva. You made it into the time when one would go to sleep, and therefore you have this problem of tarti desasri, because it's not a din in nighttime versus daytime. It's a din in sleeping time versus not sleeping time. Okay, having this in mind, we begin Simin Lamed Aleph. And in Simin Lamed Aleph, the Mechaber says, B'Shabbos v'Yom Tov, Osur lahaniach tefillin, mipnei sheheim atzmam os, v'manicham bahem os acher, hayezilzul os shelahem. So we, Shabbos and Yom Tov, we already pointed out that technically a person's allowed to wear for other reasons, allowed to wear tefillin on Shabbos. But there's another reason why Shabbos is osur, because of the zilzul of an os. because Shabbos is called Os Hili Olam, and Tefillin is V'Hayah L'Chala Os Al Yadcha. So you have to. So therefore, you don't want one Os to come and be mezalzel the other Os. Shabbos is supposed to be the only Os that a person is Osik in that time, and not in Tefillin. All right. So we'll explain this a little bit more next time.